Podcast comes out on Wednesday.
But oh, not with awesome. You guys, but just starting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember we were kind of, we were like fourth or fifth or something. Yeah. Other. Yeah.
That's pretty excited.
I'm super hyped. I mean,
when's your podcast like, come out, Maddie?
She's dope. Sorry, I was plugging my ass.
That is the best
for the fucking pod. When's your pod come out?
Oh, it's coming now. Oh, my. If
oh, it's coming out my ass right fucking now.
Just shitting out a podcast.
That's how women start a pod. They birth it.
They birth it. That is the circle of life.
A circle of life.
I wanted to sing with you, but I was going to embarrass myself.
It's the wheel of fortune.
I can just watch that the whole time. Okay.
Wait, Maddie, real quick, I have a question.
Listen up, my podcast comes out. It's probably out by now. When does this come out?
Tomorrow.
What?
Thursday. My bad. Okay. I don't know why. I'm still off.
Okay, then today, my podcast is out. It's called Madhouse.
Madhouse. And you can get it everywhere. YouTube, all the places. This is going to be funny when people go to the page. Because also, just a heads up, guys, if you can't tell by all the beers, we had to do the page first because I was a late piece of shit.
Yeah.
Typical black guy, not understanding time.
No, I'm like,
not
I'm,
understanding
I'm
time.
Not racist, that's, but Nate late. Nate's yo, late. I go, yo, he would
dude,
be.
She just went devoid of joke.
Yeah, it's also crazy because Allie's consistently the most. Speaking of Madhouse,
that was the best.
Allie just goes typical black guy.
Yo, that was the best part of tonight, dude. Allie, you saw the group chat. Yeah, yeah. Allie's like, I'm the only one here, and then me and Maddie show up, and we're like, where the fuck's Allie? It's like you can't be on time and then in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
It doesn't count. But also, real quick, back
something
to
happened
you being late.
In
wait,
the bathroom.
Wait. On you being late, how diarrhea. Late was Allie for your podcast when we did it?
It was hours,
like
hours, it,
like,
hours.
And I know y'all
folks,
are like, we're exaggerating.
That was a bold-faced lie.
It was hours.
Folks, this is what we call slanderous
like
film.
It was about two
it was,
hours.
No. It was two, maybe three, four. I don't know. I started.
A lot of people are saying six.
This is what we call slanderous film.
Word on the street, she was a whole day late.
I was over in Maddie's neighborhood. A lot of people are saying seven.
We slept at the studio awaiting her arrival. We had breakfast, and then she came.
And there's one really comfortable couch, and the other thing is just shaped funny as hell.
And the whole time, she was looking for parking.
Whole time,
yeah. Well,
because
there was a car on fire on the Garden State Parkway.
Allie, you also would have been late if the car wasn't on fire.
I'll keep it real and say my GPS said I was going to be there 3 minutes late, and I said if I do 100 miles an hour the whole way, I can beat that.
If your car did 100 miles an hour for 2 seconds, it would explode.
No, I do 100 all the way from Asbury Park to New York.
You crush a hundo?
Allie, you're lying.
I swear to God.
You got to stop. Now I'm going to be sad and worried about you while I'm in Texas.
100
I'm like,
miles
out.
An hour.
She's just in New York on her own.
Don't worry about Allie. I got her back.
Please.
Cheers. I got Allie's back.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we made this clear that this is Allie's
last. This is the last Allie up.
This is the last Allie until she comes to
Allie
Austin
up?
To
Texas.
Guest.
Allie up?
Yes. Yeah. Allie
say
up.
Allie up.
Yeah. Allie up.
This is
Lady
us.
Lamise.
So Allie, I don't think, is moving to Austin, Texas.
No, definitely not.
She's waiting for you guys to be like, oh, wait, we don't want to live here, and then come back.
That is, but the thing is, everyone who's down there is having the most fun. I don't
everyone
think that's going to
happen. Everyone looks
have...
like they're living
I know,
the
literally,
dream.
Yeah. Tommy moved there. The day he moved there, he was like, best night of my life.
Yo,
he
loves
on Instagram.
O'Connor was showing me pictures of his of his like apartment.
Their socials this week. I'm like, okay.
He's showing you his apartment. There's room.
He has so much space and a balcony and like a pool.
Okay,
it's
the
so
thing that
nice.
Keeps tripping me up is I keep seeing Lemaire and Gardini playing Connect Four on a giant Connect Four, and I'm like, I want that.
Yeah. No, you know how you could get it.
I actually hate Connect Four. So.
Are you crazy?
What?
Don't like numbers games. I don't like.
You're not a numbers gal either.
This podcast is literally a Connect Four.
I don't like tic tac toe. I don't like numbers. I don't like Connect Four. I don't like. I like word games. I like. I don't like Sudokus.
I love Sudoku.
Sudoku sucks.
I love Sudoku.
So you don't like Sudokus?
No, I don't got time to be thinking like that.
Yeah, but sometimes you want to...
that's big thinking for you?
Sudoku's big thinking.
Sudoku's fuck you up,
dude. To be honest, I don't even know how you play Sudoku. I've never tried it once.
No, it's a pattern game.
It's a pattern.
Oh, it's not numbers?
You put
it's numbers.
You put the numbers in a row, one through nine, yeah. But each box but, also has to be one through nine.
And nothing can...
And
yeah,
nothing
you have,
can,
it has you have nine boxes of nine. And they have to be across one, across and up and down one through nine, and then each box has to be one through nine.
That was good sign language.
Thanks.
It was great.
It was it.
Yo, have y'all? I know this is an old thing. We've probably all seen it, but y'all seen that lady that she was like got a job at the court, like pretending to do sign language?
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is
one of the best.
She's like with Obama, right?
No, she was just black.
No, that's hilarious because she definitely wasn't with Obama.
Obama did have a fake sign language interpreter.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do that.
Yeah, but she was sitting there like,
there's a lot of black people sign language fibbing.
Yeah. You know how good of a geek
I can do
that
the
is?
Sign language alphabet.
Yeah. What are you doing, Jorge?
I can do sign language alphabet. A,
oh,
C,
hell yeah.
E,
oh,
D,
shit. Ah, damn.
Hey,
my,
the go buff.
My week,
oh,
my week.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I gotta piss again.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
Wait,
don't
what's H?
Don't judge my weak bladder, guys.
A B C D. Wait, D.
D
E
F L I F G
H
I
J
K L M N O P
Q.
What's Q?
No, P is like this. P
is this.
P is this, and then Q is this.
Oh, I thought P was this.
I thought Q
R. I thought this was Q, but
R S. This is A, this is S.
Why do you guys know so much sign language?
T,
T, U, V, W, O, X, Y, Z. They taught it to us in elementary school while we were waiting for our buses to come at the end of the day.
I learned it from my mom because her best friend was deaf, which also says a lot about my mom.
What? No way. Dude, my mom was...
Are you saying deaf friends are a downgrade?
Yeah, I'm like,
no, I'm saying...
Wow.
No, I'm saying...
Which says
I'm
a lot about my mom's social status. Yuck.
No.
You know what they say, you can't be deaf at the country club.
I'm saying my mom is
number
hard
one
to get along with.
Number one rule. They fucking scoop you up and ship you out if you're deaf at the country club.
You won't even hear him coming.
That was actually really impressive. I didn't... You keep surprising me every...
I think... Stand, but I wish I knew more. I wish I knew.
Yeah, I'm gonna learn it because everyone in my family's deaf, so I should. And also one day probably I'll
be
deaf.
It'd be good to learn. There's probably apps where you can start learning, and then maybe you can start meeting up with people.
Yeah,
I think the best way is to like do it with people.
You do look kind of. You do look kind of badass if you're like hitting the sign language real quick.
One time I met a guy recently in a bar, and he was deaf, and I signed my name to him, and he got happy, and I got happy, and my friend that I was sitting with was like, "That was so cool."
And then he turned to you, and he just went.
It is. Cool.
I also bugged out on a dude at a bar because like he
took your jewel.
No, we were sitting there and he was just like staring at us like crazy. So then we moved, but then we got pushed out of that area. So we had to move back over to him. He was staring and I go, I'm like, hey, man, do I know you or something? And he's like, no, why? I go, I don't know. You're just like looking at me a lot. It's like kind of unnerving, you know? And he's like, I'm like, you're staring at me. And he's like, I'm not staring. I go, you're looking for a long time. And he's like, I can't look.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask a question?
You can ask a question.
You can always ask.
Ew,
I'm a
question. So sorry. I'm annoying as fuck.
No,
I was gonna.
I actually
no,
just
I
realized.
I didn't talk for 3 minutes, so I.
I know. I actually just realized how long
what do you
that
have
story was. That's insane. Carrots.
Oh, that's for your final app.
Really? Carrots. Strawberries.
That's for the ASMR. So we can do the ASMR.
Oh, we're going to do ASMR.
That's for us. That's for us to do the strawberry ASMR.
Oh, the boys are going to love the ASMR. What's that?
What's
Wait.
Oh, I thought it was a whole thing.
Wait, the camera can't see it.
Wait, hold on. Allie, I thought it was a whole thing.
No, I'm so sorry.
Guys. I'm so sorry.
Here, just give it to Allie.
No, that's incredible.
It's just one slice.
Let me take some. Okay.
Yes.
Show the camera.
I needed a jewel pod. Somebody's
dude, when you, I don't know if she said it when you were here, but she literally goes, she's like, I only have half a jewel.
I know.
She's like, they better deal with me smoking it at the bar.
And here we are. Hey, I thought it was a whole cake. My bad.
They ran out of that Carvel,
so
that works. We had two things to put in there.
Allie,
so it was actually perfect. Yeah, yeah.
Allie,
guys,
thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for being the La Mommy, Boobs Lemaire, the realest G in the fucking room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Where are the taste cakes, though?
You guys got me
though?
All, like, worked up.
Wait, where'd the taste cakes?
Allie's trying not to cry. Uh-huh.
You guys got me all gay.
Allie's trying not to cry.
Fuck.
Can you get emotional and fix your titties? Yeah. Wait, where are the tasty cakes? I did get tasty cakes. And I was hoping to eat
one. Where did you get
tasty
cakes? My bad. I got them at Wawa.
I left them in the bag out
there. Oh, you fucked up. Give me a Michelob
Ultra. I'm going to go get them.
What is going on? Is this not a podcast? Ready?
It's a celebration podcast right now. It's a whole different thing.
And wait, you know what's even crazier about these strawberries? We're not washing them first because we're dangerous. Oh, that's good, Maddie.
Damn. I hope that.
Oh, ooh.
Oh my God.
They do this on the page, I promise. These are the warmest Michelobs of all time.
Oh my God, that's such a good strawberry.
Sign up to the $5 teal. This happens every episode. Wow,
these are pretty cool. On my teeth.
I know my teeth are really cool. My teeth are so cold. I can feel this in my gums.
Wow, Maddie. That's really good.
What? This is how I eat fruit. Oh, my God.
I'm refusing to interrupt you guys. I was like, if I interrupt for 1 second, the bros are going to be like, shut the fuck up, Nate. Mm.
No, you can. Do you want a strawberry?
No, I can't.
Why? Why? You don't want a strawberry? Why? Why?
Because I'm not ready.
Oh, come on.
I'm ready. Come on.
Is this your first time, Nate?
This is mine.
This is your first time?
He's young.
Are you going to make
fun
of me?
Be gentle with him, Maddie.
Are you going to make fun of me if I tell you the truth?
Yeah, tell me the truth.
Maddie, be gentle.
I never had a strawberry.
No.
I never wanted a strawberry.
I found a good one.
I think we can find a good one for you.
I found a good one.
I'll be honest, I'm nervous. What if I finish it too fast? Like,
look at it.
Look at it.
What if,
Nate.
Here, let me see.
Oh, it does look good.
Here, put it in my hand.
I've actually always dreamed about having one.
Put it in my hand.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's so cold.
I'm happy for the boys out there.
Try it.
It's been going so long.
They get to watch Allie.
I'm not going to horny eat a strawberry.
Try it.
I eat it like a man.
Like a man?
I'm going to eat the green part.
Wow, yeah, you're really chewing.
Oh, I regret it.
Oh, yeah.
Here, I'll ASMR some tasty cakes. I regret that so much. Cakes.
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, is that the butterscotch crumpet?
You got one right there.
Oh.
Yeah. That's also for you.
It's for you, Allie.
This is a celebration.
These are the crumpets.
I never had these. I'm going to try one.
This is good.
Never
get
had
ready.
Those?
Get
never
ready to get addicted.
I'm going to have a sip of beer and then eat a crumpet.
Get it ready to be addicted. They're so fucking good.
It's the Tasty Cake Crumpet Sponge Cakes with Butterscotch Ice King. Never had one in my life.
Yeah.
I never knew they were called sponge cakes. That makes it less appetizing.
No, I love the idea of a sponge. Like, I'm like, like, you know, like, I like, it's enticing.
Nate,
like,
you don't know what she did with your sponge when you left it at her house.
Oh, I put water in it and I sucked it out. I was like, you know, when you're a kid and you suck the water out of a washcloth, that's what I did with your sponge.
The thing is, I knew
That's what I did with your sponge. I went.
I knew you did it. I slept with it the whole time on the road. It smelled like you.
Well,
I was
I bet you did.
It's in the book bag. Same one.
Okay, here's a taste
test. And I wrote
test.
Your name on it.
Taste test.
Is this your first
so
crimpet?
Funny if I actually
taste
had
test
that?
Crimpet sponge cake with butterscotch icing. One first taste.
I still have the green parts of the strawberry in my teeth.
Yeah, good.
This is going to be our most listened to episode.
Oh my God.
It'd be so funny if some dude's just trying to listen to this and his wife just comes in like, what the fuck? I get it.
The name's stupid, but it's good
it's
podcast.
Like, and they,
panties in the mouth.
They talk about like funny and they get like intellectual and stuff too. I'm like, yeah, fuck. That's good as fuck. I like it. It reminds me of a Twinkie, but the stuff's on top.
Yeah.
Okay, so are people going to listen to us or no? Because we've been eating and drinking a lot for like the past.
People are going to listen to this. People are going to understand this is Allie's going away.
Do you give them a crunch of the carrot?
Can I tell you what happened last night?
This
tell
is
us. I got to tell y'all one of my. The way I embarrassed myself I can't actually.
I have a question for you, and I have a thing that might make you laugh.
Okay. All right. So we'll start with Allie, and then we'll pivot to you, and then we'll go around. And
I'm loving the crimpet. You get the
crimpet. All right. We're gonna go. Allie, you got your thing. Andy got your thing.
What
I got
are my we thing.
Doing? No. You're gonna go fourth.
For so what?
Allie's got a thing that she wants to bring up. Andy's got a couple things he wants to bring up.
Two things.
Two. That's a couple.
Just two. No. I don't want Maddie to get.
What do you mean
restless.
Bring up? Like with the group?
Just,
like
just topics.
Yeah, no. Okay. Honestly, Maddie, this is by the time it gets to me, it is going to be completely about you, and it is going to maybe not make you happy, but
uh-oh,
it's okay.
I'm freaking out.
An airing of grievances.
Airing out grievances.
Okay, Martin Luther.
Yo.
Roasted.
No. That was a good fucking joke.
Yeah.
Oh my God, was that a good joke? Thank you. Holy shit.
Low bar here at Guest Digital. Wait, oh no, you guys aren't on.
No,
they never
are. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
It's okay.
Awkward.
It's okay. They should.
Oh my God, dude.
That was a lot. What did that look like on there?
Or handed that out.
You ever do something? You ever do something and think everyone's going to laugh and then no one laughs? Then just staring Nate in the eyes.
Not just in the eyes.
I'm
you're
like,
an interim Nate questioning if you should still do
no,
this
I'm
bit.
I'm staring him in the eye. I'm like, I don't know. I fucked up. Okay. So anyway, what were you going to say?
Allie, what was your thing?
Oh, yeah. Bring up topics.
I was waiting for food last night, and I saw a guy trying to break into my car through the window. So Allie. I came outside.
It
and
did
I,
look like a whole house was
really?
Inside of it.
He was trying to break into my car. And he was trying it for
a
minute.
I can make so much money off of all this shit.
Is that a muffler in the back?
It's a pillow with Danny Braff's face on it.
That's pretty nice.
Oh,
from before nice. He cured his acne.
That's a handsome man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
That's what he wanted? That's what the guy was trying to steal specifically?
I don't know what he wanted back there, but I came out and I said, yo, get the fuck off my car. And he goes, oh, I go, what are you doing, bro? Like, so get off my fucking, you know? And he's like, oh.
He goes, what do you want with a broken down car?
Right. What do you want with my 2000 Honda Accord? And he fucking, he was like, I thought this was my Uber. And I go, really? With no one driving the car?
Right.
And it fucking, it's locked. And you
literally
keep trying.
Locked?
Yeah.
Where was this at?
Brooklyn.
Okay.
And then he goes.
Near your job?
Yeah, kind of near my job, Brooklyn. Yeah.
All right.
So then he goes, He goes, oh, you just see a black man. You just see a black man trying to open your car door, and you just think I'm breaking into it. I go, bro, that's what you were doing.
I'm on his.
That's what you were doing.
That is funny.
And he's like, congrats on gentrifying Brooklyn, you white bitch. And I go, actually, I live in Jersey, you fucking retard. And then.
Allie, did you say it at any point in this story?
What?
Was nothing. Your heart racing?
This
did
is
you
how
say
this,
it?
Was your heart racing?
How the story happened. This,
bro.
What?
She didn't, Nate,
no, I tried to put
Nate,
the N-word on you.
She didn't say
no,
retard.
No, she didn't say it.
Oh.
She didn't say retard.
I didn't say it, but the guy
hit
was
the
saying it.
You.
The guy was saying it.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
He's allowed to. It's fine.
But I was like, nah. And then fucking, you know, then my guy comes out of the fucking deli and they're like, you know, whatever, and the guy's like, I'm about to fucking
what is going on out here.
Oh, just is that WAP arguing? My bad.
No,
I stopped just saying WAP.
No, dude, she said she was at the deli.
It's actually, I've said it so much it might actually start to get offensive.
Yeah, this guy is just crazy. And then he started being like, you're white and poor. He's like, you're poor and white. And I go, and you're poor and black. And you were trying to solve that by breaking into my 2000 Honda Accord.
Right,
you fucking kidding
Allie,
me?
Allie, hilarious response. Also, he nailed it.
This dude is strategically getting out of a carjacking. Like, he's pulling every card he could possibly have. Allie's like, stop trying to steal from my car. He goes, shut up, you racist white bitch.
Great job on gentrifying.
Then call me poor and white.
That's so funny.
Again,
every scene,
nailed it.
Every scene from Allie's life is every story Allie tells me is like an A24 scene.
Yo, Allie, you never have happy stories.
Insane.
Like, it was a happy story.
Like, your happy story is about, it's going to be this. It's going to be one time my friends brought me a cake with a jewel in it.
Yeah, start telling people that.
Yeah, dude, Allie only has stories you don't fully believe.
Okay.
I swear to God, this why I had a witness. This whole thing happened. And then the dude tried to be like, I'm richer than you. He goes, that's sad. I make more money than you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whatever, bitch.
Like, this,
and then,
you know, you're cover boss.
You were probably talking to a person with like mental disabilities.
Oh,
no,
actually, but then that's just a fair fight.
No, yeah.
Hey.
Nah, he was right. He was a normal ass fucking person, actually, but tried to tell me how rich he was. And then I looked down at his sneakers. I go, nice kicks, bro. I go, you're fucking rich. I go,
yeah,
nice sneakers.
You hit my man in his sneakers.
Yes, I
that's
hit a black
up.
Man in his sneakers.
That's fucked up.
I had to do it. Don't tell me you're rich.
I'm taking my jewel. I'm taking the jewel back.
Wildin.
So funny. Allie was like, yeah, right.
Let's get Allie on Wildin.
Don't look at
out.
Me while you do that.
Wow.
I think Allie would kill.
So, all right, my two things.
You got one more thing, and then you got to have a thing, Maddie.
I wanted to ask you a black eye question.
All right.
Oh, my God.
You know, I asked Andy
his girlfriend has a black eye.
Does that rule?
It's the fucking best.
All right, number two.
It makes you feel so powerful.
No, I was going to ask.
Dominate a lady.
I need to ask you a black eye question.
Okay.
So this weekend, my parents took me out to eat. We were going to go to some like Indian fusion restaurant, but then
the server was black. And did Andy get AIDS or did he not?
That was just you being racist, trying to put it on Andy.
No, Andy said
that was so many levels.
Andy,
crazy.
Andy
that was like deep cut racist. That was deep cut racism. She only knows.
Nuts. That's Jersey racist.
Hey, what they have on the menu? Fried chicken masala.
To be honest, probably fire.
That's so fucking hard.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna go to this like
sounds so fucking good.
We're gonna go to this Indian fusion restaurant.
Indian,
and they were closed. They had a weird sign that they were like only takeout and online orders.
Okay,
that sounds pretty weird.
Sounds weird.
You let Andy get his story out.
All right. We all know you're a racist slut. Don't fucking talk over me.
They had this insane sign. That's takeout.
They're nitpicking my story. It's just exposition.
It was insane.
Andy, I'm locked in.
You would never believe it.
It's just exposition.
I'm locked in.
This is not the interesting part.
When we get there, they tell us exactly how we can eat their food.
I mean, I'm trying to paint a scene, and you're being overly critical.
Okay, keep painting the scene.
I am. I would like to, but I feel attacked.
No, we would never. Talking.
Andy, I got the visual. I got the visual here. You're in a store.
This isn't an argument. This is just a conversation.
Wait.
God forbid I set the mood.
By the way, we're talking.
Wait, hold on. Can I speak for a second?
Go ahead.
Can I speak for a second? Andy?
Go.
I'm locked in on the story. Don't listen to what they're saying. I'm locked in.
You
walked into a place. There was a sign that made no sense to exist there in this universe.
We're confused.
And you saw it.
So we were bummed out. We didn't go there.
What the hell?
So rather than, my parents are there, rather than trying to find like another fucking Indian fusion plate, we go to Longhorn. Jorge, mute their mics.
Don't mute them. She's gonna put her feet on my thing again. It's not a good plan. Actually, this is working.
We go to. I'm a victim, dude. I'm a victim.
Hey, I'm listening.
This is fucking. I gotta be honest. This podcast feels like a madhouse. Jorge!
Wow. Have you ever been to the madhouse?
Hey.
No. You have, and you didn't fucking remember it.
But if I'd be on time.
They shot me up with Thorazine. They shot me to a bed and shot me
no.
up with Thorazine.
See, look, so the funny thing is, Allie forgot the name of your podcast again.
Oh.
You didn't get my joke, you fucking dickhead.
All right, on the Patreon, we did, again, this backwards, this whole thing on the Patreon.
Weird, but that means this whole
episode is backwards.
Money, man.
We need money.
We did funny stuff on the Patreon.
We're not allowed to say the R word here.
I thought
you're sitting next to one. You have to keep it in. Okay, you're doing
a good job.
I love you. I'm sorry. I'm actually definitely the most retarded person in this room.
Allie.
Obviously.
Yeah,
obviously.
We knew that.
But it is something when you say it, it kind of bums us all out. We're hoping you didn't know.
No.
Yeah, it's better like if it's
I'm
just
having
like,
a good time.
She's happy.
Yeah, I am. Smiling, jovial.
None of this matters.
There we go. There we go. Do you want to do a popper? No. All right, stop. And actually,
Allie,
no.
I thought someone took my
Wait, can I have them?
Yeah. Well, yeah, are you going to actually do one?
Or no, I just, feel, like I just feel like I feel like I said it out loud.
Maybe for Allie's last episode. Maybe for Allie's last... No.
Maybe a little treat for the gals.
I didn't want to either.
Maddie got me hooked.
I didn't want to either.
Okay. Well, did we ever get to the end of your story?
No. They were nitpicking the exposition. It was crazy.
So what happened?
Sorry.
Sorry we have ADD.
Sorry, I'm perfect. Sorry, I'm perfect.
It's okay. All right, let's all let's all let
everyone's gonna think we're really annoying.
What? I like that you said. Oh, wait, weird. Okay. Weird is the best.
Wait, do you mean
thing? Yeah, I know.
Everybody's gonna think like, all of us.
You're with me too, right? They're gonna hate us.
They're gonna hate all of us.
The most annoying person.
Wait. Let's all try really hard to let Andy get
this
story.
I mean, okay, only if they listen to the pod. But so I was. There was a Longhorn Steakhouse right there.
Oh.
We go into Longhorn Steakhouse.
Okay.
I noticed.
This is still a black question.
Yeah, it's a black question.
Okay.
So we go into Longhorn Steakhouse. And I live in Jersey. There's lots of black people.
They're everywhere.
I've been living in Jersey for like 3 years or something. So it's, y'all know that I be like hood.
The crazy thing is in Jersey, that would just be an Indian dude.
I didn't know that I live in Jersey.
Yeah, you want this butter chicken or what?
Okay.
No, I was going to ask.
Sorry, go ahead.
Longhorn Steakhouse, because there was a noticeably more black people at that Longhorn Steakhouse than... No, we had our own section away from
but
him.
But you noticed.
No, I saw a dude, like, he had a fucking nice hat. He was dressed to the fucking... Is Longhorn Steakhouse...
A black thing?
A beloved chain in the black community?
For you people, would that be considered a five-star restaurant?
Where are you?
Her interpretation of the story is insane.
What location was he in?
In, like... I'm in North Brunswick.
New Brunswick.
Oh, New Brunswick. Okay.
You were in North Brunswick. Well, you were on Route 1 South. I know it very well.
I'm gonna answer this question first. Easy, simple.
And I will say another answer as a black woman.
It's okay. Not. Thank you. No, Maddie, you're on Wild Out. Are you the blackest person in the room?
Yeah, actually, you definitely are.
I've never once been in the classroom.
I know.
You've never been in the classroom. You couldn't even get kicked out of the classroom because you've never been in the classroom.
Out of the classroom. They didn't even let me in the classroom. And I tried.
And who's going to open our Michelob Ultras?
They're all warm. Do you even want to open them?
I do.
Okay, all right. Let's drink warm Michelob Ultras.
Yeah.
Oh, they're twist offs. Well, you didn't tell me that.
Maddie has been waiting the entire duration of this podcast for someone to whip out an opener.
To what?
We've had an opener for
Wait, we have segments.
She was so patient about
Maddie,
it.
Maddie, we did your segments on Madhouse. Check
I'm
it out.
I'm stalling because I can't think of anything that to say.
Oh, you don't need accent anything.
Oh.
But I mean, if you want to just be interested on the fucking pod, have a thing.
Yeah. If you want to be a wild card and be entertaining and not.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of something. So
let her think.
If you want to be interesting on the pod.
Yeah, ooh. Like we've never done
also
that.
Allie,
yeah.
I know
that.
No.
Reel was so funny.
No, you know it'd be a good bit. You know it'd be a good bit. Interrupt the story.
Wait, what's the second story? What's the second? Or you want to still got the black? You still got what's on the black?
Oh, no,
He got you. She's bleeding out.
You got me coughing.
Did I save your life?
Oh, I got sprayed.
No, you're not. You're fine.
Oh. Go ahead.
No, I thought you'd find this funny, Nate. I was masturbating the other day.
Hey.
Oh.
I find it a lot of things. Yeah.
No, I was on the couch.
Sexy.
Masturbating.
Tantalizing.
It was a great sesh. Mm. It was a solid sesh.
Yep.
And so good that, like, You ever when you get to the end of masturbating and you come?
When you bust it?
Yeah, you ever...
Bust!
You know, like, whenever you see a dude get knocked out and he has, like, the straight arms and he does, like... You ever hit one of those when it's a good bust?
No.
Where you're like, yeah, dude...
You never have a
lock straight legs?
You come KO'd yourself?
Dude, I come Charlie horse myself.
Oh,
yeah, dude. I came so hard, I got a side sticker, and like as I'm coming, it was just like fucking very painful, and I had to like readjust to still enjoy the cum because it fucking hit so hard that I just got
this
locked in.
Is a sign that you should be taking prenatal vitamins.
Yeah,
it will give you
circle,
all
not to circle back or
not
circle,
to circle
actually,
forward. Yeah, not to circle forward, but prenatal vitamins will give you that extra boost, right?
Yeah, I think.
And you could jack off and not get back pain.
But sometimes you just have a good nut. No, it wasn't back pain.
What was it?
Sometimes you have a good nut.
I did. You got pain in your...
No, I got a...
It was like
a... I got a cramp in the side of my tum-tum.
Oh, you got a cramp. Okay, prenatal vitamins.
No, it's magnesium. No, but I think he's saying he came so hard.
I just had a...
such a good nut.
I just had a big
I know that feeling. I fucking came so hard.
Never. You never come so hard.
I know. That guy's 10 years older than her when he punched her in the head.
Oh, yeah.
She fucking came so hard.
No. Oh, yeah. Wait, I finished, like... and I walked into a wall, and I was like, damn, that was crazy.
You're fucking busting like a Looney Tune.
I did that by myself, and I was like, I just never need another person ever again.
I'm glad you said you did that by yourself. Don't need very sad if I knew someone else did that to you.
Don't need a man. Don't need a woman. Don't need anything in between.
You don't want someone to, like... You want someone to
pleasure me? No, do I not deserve pleasure?
No, you deserve so much.
Am I not deserving of pleasure?
Allie, you already got the fucking
jewel. You deserve so much pleasure, just not that much.
I know.
Yo, your jewel's going to taste like fucking cake all night.
Yeah.
We actually might have ruined that jewel. Mm-hmm. The pod is going to be great, though. You got two pods.
Dude,
one
time I dropped
charger.
A vape in a pool. It was over.
Now, Nate, were you the one ordering this? Are these menthols?
No, I got them. I just got them at Wawa.
I don't think, you see how mad
she would get mad? She got super mad at the idea of menthols. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize what you were doing there because I don't smoke cigs, but another black joke. You're firing them today. All right.
Hey.
Can I tell y'all my story?
Yes.
All right, so I want to show y'all the video, but I don't want to put it on the screen. Because it is the most embarrassing thing I've ever done in my life.
Put it on the screen.
No,
they deserve it.
Also, it'll take too long.
You should have told this on the page. The page people should have been.
No, this is definitely a main story.
Ugh.
So, long story short, we're at Bar. Thank you. We're at Barstool Studio in Chicago.
Barstool.
They have like a.
You guys watching?
Do you guys know?
You guys were watching a game.
No, we weren't watching a game. We just because
you randomly popped up on my fucking TikTok again.
For what?
It was like Shane and Santino were talking to what the fuck's his name?
When you go into Barstool, they're just recording shit.
I was laughing because I was like watching it, seeing what they were saying, and then I just see you pop up for like 2 seconds.
Send that to me. I love snob.
You didn't say anything.
I know. I knew I wasn't part of the main. But anyway,
you just catching the vibe for 3 minutes.
Was that in a basketball court?
No.
Okay. All right. So at one point, we're all at the basketball court shooting around. I haven't shot a basketball in like since I moved to New Jersey, right? And I've gotten a lot weaker since then. I used to work out a lot. I used to be in great shape.
Did it look as good as that pass you caught?
You're a little softer.
It was worse.
It was worse?
Andy, I'm a pass off the...
Oh, no wonder he was in the background of the video.
I'll show you first, Maddie.
Okay. I'm nervous.
So it's so bad. So in the video, like everybody's shooting around.
You
I know. I know. Andy,
send it to Jorge.
Did you play basketball in high school and stuff?
I thought you showed your ass again.
Honestly, it'll probably go up somewhere. All right, this is what happened. Let me just say the whole thing. So everybody's shooting around. I know I haven't shot in a while. I'm like, I'm going to blow this. I'm not as strong as I used to be. This is going to be bad. Everybody's shooting around. I'm like, I'm going to wait until they go and do what they're going to do. So I'm glad to see you enjoying the cake. Ha ha, got our ass. I finally get the courage to go take the shot. If I show it, I'll just show it to like the camera or something. But I go get the courage to take the shot in front of everybody. I take the shot and I might airball the worst airball of all time.
Oh, too short?
By so much. It looked like somebody gave a 4-year-old a basketball.
No.
It was like trying to hit a three. And we watched the video.
Is that how far you were? 3-pointer?
I was at the 3-pointer.
So dude, how hard did it airball?
Andy, it landed in the paint. Like when you see like the funniest part about the video is it's
where fucking Jordan jumped from to dunk.
Basically. It's no one's looking at me shooting. Everybody just sees where it lands. Yeah. So it's like everybody just is like confused. So look, Maddie. Okay. I can't bring maybe I'll bring it up.
Barstool office in Chicago.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
And then look, so this is Shane be like, yo, what the hell? He's trying to touch me. I'm like, no, nothing.
Yeah, don't even. Who's that?
That's Santino.
Oh, that's Andrew.
He's like, you got to shoot again. This big cat just freezes. All right.
Yeah, because they thought you were going to pull through with a black eye clip.
I definitely think that was happening. And then it was so bad that they were like, we have to pull the security footage. Like, this is security footage.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
I probably should bring this up, but I'm genuinely, it's so bad, I'm like, this will be attached to me
I'm
forever.
I'm not a good basketball player.
Yeah, but no one expects you to be. Oh, there he is on the right.
Nate!
Show it again. Dude. Show it again. Show it again. Point it to me so I can see.
There's Nate.
Oh, it's got that privacy screen on it, so it's going to be hard to, like, yeah, you guys show it. Show it.
Oh, Nate.
I know. I know. Nate. See, this is the way y'all are reacting is why I'm like, I can't actually put this out there.
The thing that's happened in March, not February. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God.
Dude, it's so funny because the second you do that, Shane's arm goes out and it, like, just like, what the fuck was that? And then Santino grabs the ball and brings it right to you, and you're like, you have to do that again.
Everyone was like, hey, we know that was a mistake. You get,
Somebody, everyone was like, are you sick?
You get it.
It's so funny.
No, because in the video, when Nate shoots it, like, the ball goes, like, backwards a little.
It's like,
it has.
I tried to hit the little flick of the wrist,
but like it's the ball, the ball half fell out of your hand and like went up. Like it had no forward momentum.
Nate, that was crazy.
Yeah, you
think I don't know that was crazy?
I think the people.
I literally, it's so crazy. I was like, I can't show this. I can't show this.
No, the people deserve to know.
No.
Yes,
no.
They do.
No, well, they, yeah.
You have a lot of faithful listeners.
We'll do it on the
here.
Next Patreon, not
God
this one.
Fucking damn it! I
come
won't
on, man. Show
be there
on.
For that.
No,
it's
no.
Amazing.
I won't be there for
it's
that,
amazing.
Nate.
Yeah.
Nate, she won't
Nate.
Be there.
I won't be there.
It's
come
her
Nate.
Last day.
It's
Nate.
My last day.
Come
this is all I want.
It's all she wants, dude.
This is no.
Nate,
it's my last day. Nate.
Come on, dude. The pod's gonna.
Okay, you have two options right now.
Yeah.
You're either gonna show hole on this motherfucking podcast,
or we
or
suck
you're gonna
your dick.
Play the video.
Wait, what?
The pod,
Maddie.
Pod's gonna.
Sorry. Wait, I don't know. I thought that's where that was going. I'm so sorry.
You gonna let the boys down like that?
Nate.
You know what? It would be fun to get ahead of it before.
Get ahead of it.
Yo, look. Honestly, Tommy just sent me this text like right now while we're recording. To read it out loud, the bottom text, Maddie.
Yo, send me that video of you trying to shoot a three-pointer.
Bro, you got to get ahead of it
right now.
You're telling me Shane doesn't have the video?
No,
Shane's
ahead
the one
of
who sent
be
the
like,
video.
Yeah.
To
no, you have to be like, I know, I know.
All right, Jorge,
know.
How do I get this to you? The safest way.
You just send it. Airdrop.
Oh yeah, airdrop. I'll do that. All right, good thinking, man.
Brother, you got Tommy Pope on your line. You better.
Yo, literally
yeah.
Hit
you
me.
You better put your panties in your mouth and get ahead of stuff.
I looked
Island.
At my phone and said Tommy Pope. Now I opened the text. It's
sorry,
it's
an old
him
saying.
Asking for the video. That's how. That's crazy. Shane got that.
Yeah.
And
your panties in your
all right,
mouth.
I gotta get ahead.
And stop thinking about Stuff Island.
Yeah.
We're gonna release this. We gotta
release
this episode
warrior.
Early.
Oh, we gotta drop it now. Let's get live, people.
Audio shout out. As Maddie likes to say, audio shout out.
Audio shout out.
You should
go
be watching.
If you are listening, then you should be watching. I have a White Claw, I have a Michelob Ultra, and I have a Bud Light. What more do you want from me?
And
why
you have
no,
my poppers.
Say,
my
Go
poppers
Puff,
are over there
Go Puff
somewhere.
Needs to do a little bit better.
Why? Because it came warm.
Maddie, be a real and get my poppers. Nico.
Oh, he took the poppers.
He took them.
But guess what? You have multiple choices of alcohol.
There's a lot of claws left.
The guys are drinking beer now, so you don't have to worry about the White Claws.
The cake is amazing.
Was good.
I apologize to all the viewers who saw me eat that. That was disgusting.
Man. But we got distracted by Nate talking about his three-pointer.
Yeah. Nate talking about his skills on the court.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Wow, yeah. We're so all right, all right,
just some qualifiers. One, I'm playing injured. I have a back injury.
Here we come.
I really hurt my elbow. I really hurt my right elbow earlier.
Well, did you also hurt your fucking pussy?
You know what this sounds like, mate?
We're taking away your mic. And here's your poppers.
Thank you.
My back
injury. Wait, this is why you gotta stop trying
my
to be the cool
injury.
Guy, dude.
Yeah.
The cool guy scores baskets, dude.
You don't gotta
defend yourself if you're not being the cool guy.
I'm not trying to be the cool guy. It's not even that it's a cool guy. I wouldn't mind if I just airballed a little bit. Like, but that was
it's a crazy air ball. It's a crazy air ball.
Bro, it's literally going to disappoint people.
The excuses that you just brought
your
out.
Your father.
Yes.
No, y'all are making me do this.
Here we go.
Wait, Paul, wait, don't play it yet, Jorge.
See ya.
Allie, you can't get salty with me. You literally yelled, this is the biggest shame I've ever had.
Nate.
And you just,
Nate, I thought you were gang. We are. That was not gay.
It's not.
That was not.
You don't
gay.
Have a secret. It's crazy.
Gay.
You think you have a secret.
I don't think I have a secret. I
dude,
just,
Nate took him up against the wall.
I don't even feel like I did. Just fucking was like, this is.
You got so fucking vicious on her because you're so worried about this video.
Yeah,
we're glazing over the fact that Jorge just played it.
You're getting weird.
Jorge didn't play it.
You're getting weird about the video.
Allie, relax.
And now you're bringing up Allie's dad.
Who cares? Yeah.
All right, Allie.
Cut that from the episode.
We'll cut it, but also relax.
You relax.
All right, no, Allie.
You guys all know.
I'm sorry.
Everyone, take a chill pill.
You're so afraid of this video to come up. You got
bro.
So mean.
I know.
Yeah,
you
bro,
got so
you
mean to Allie.
Me.
You're so afraid of this video.
He came for me.
Wait. Jorge.
Here eating cake for like 20 minutes.
Jorge, one request. Can you make this one of the small boxes?
No. Jorge, if you do that.
The footage is high quality. We will be making it large.
Yeah, Andy will flash you a tip right
and
now.
And I gotta
if
be honest.
Full screen.
I don't know if anyone's ready for how short it is.
It's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's
crazy. It lands.
Yeah.
I'm not even going. I'm not going to step on. Thank
you.
Thank
I thought
you,
I lost my phone. It was here.
Jorge.
No, Jorge. Thank you for being a bro.
Jorge, make it bigger.
You
please.
Can zoom in on YouTube.
Jorge, no, large.
Jorge.
Large, Jorge. There's a majority rule
Jorge,
here.
Jorge, regular
give,
size,
you gotta
please.
Give me
yes,
something.
Large.
There we go.
People need to see the ball.
God damn it.
Jorge.
All right, play it.
Go.
Play it.
Okay, so there's Nate, the black guy. Oh.
Play it again.
What's Shane? Santino immediately like do that again. But he didn't hand it to
me. Wait, stop it.
No,
right,
like,
both of Nate's dads were like, you tried again.
Literally.
Oh dude, this was it's like if two big brothers just realized we shouldn't have joined this program.
Yeah.
Big Cat doesn't even see it. He just sees where it lands. Look at him react. Watch Big Cat react.
Big Cat.
In the right.
He's like,
I didn't see that, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, and Nate, you look like you're getting arrested.
His handspan is back is insane.
I'm ready for my
that was me just being like, I didn't do shit.
It's the most shameful body language I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Do you not? I was ashamed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ashamed.
You were super ashamed.
As
you're like,
you should be.
Your hands behind your back say, I want to die.
Oh, shit.
I kind of. Oh, you're done for.
They're gonna fire me anyway.
Oh, well, that's not.
Oh no! I mean, I love my job. Love it.
Yes,
wait,
it's not
I
the
said
page.
Just quit anyway.
It's not the page. So if anyone,
hey, Ellie's good at her job. And
yeah,
she shows
so
up
good.
On dime all the time.
All the time.
Man, yeah. I really feel like I just ruined my life.
No way, dude. But I think like white girls will be like, oh, he's so cute.
It's not enough. It's not enough of a.
But yeah, dude, it might be over. You might need a rebrand.
I think I need a rebrand. I think I need to just change careers.
Well, you could go country.
Could go country.
Which might come with your move to Austin.
Mm.
I'm working as your publicist
thank
now.
You,
but
we definitely
something
need
to
some
think about,
control.
You know, like Beyonce went country, you know, like
how upset
there's
are
a
you?
Lot of.
I'm as upset as Allie was with the thing we took out of the episode of the podcast. I'm that mad.
Are we taking that out?
Yeah, you're taking that out.
Harsh my mellow.
Shut up, or I take your jewel back and eat your cake.
You ever do like a set somewhere and they post a clip from it and you don't post
you
it because of it? That's how I would feel.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
That's how I would feel.
I felt like I was peer pressured to do something I really didn't want to do, but I also felt like it was like I gotta do it.
Don't you feel better showing it yourself before somebody shows it on you?
A lot of people are promising they wouldn't show it, but I also don't know that I believe it because that text
indicates people are trying to talk.
Yeah.
People are trying to talk.
Now, what I hope happens is because this episode comes out. It was 40. It was like right around 40, Andy, if you're looking for the timestamp. Yeah.
No, I got him.
Okay.
Dude, he's got him.
But what the fuck was I saying?
We also went back and forth for a while, so I can only take out the initial thing.
Yeah. I don't think it came up again. But, what the fuck was I? Oh, our podcast comes out after Shane and Matt's. And that's what I'm worried about, them getting to the punch before me.
Because
when LaMare fell, they put his fall like at the intro. Shane has this footage.
Oh.
So it could still not be ahead of him.
I have to pee.
Yeah, we've been drinking a ton. How's that warm Michelob? Not as good as you expected it to be.
It's actually really good. Thanks for asking.
I was checking on you.
My warm Bud Light's delicious.
Good. Now,
is it warm?
If anyone has something to say about my GoPuff order, then you can tell me directly.
Thank
you, Maddie.
Thank you, Maddie. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, thank you, Maddie.
Oh, my beer is warm. My beer is warm.
Well, you can go talk to Mr. Puff.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
It's burning. Maddie, what's going on?
What? So come deep.
Maddie.
All right, I have to pee. Nice. I just don't want to leave.
It would be so funny if you didn't come back. You're like, I have to pee. Good. Your phone is right there, so I know that's not happening.
Yeah.
That would be a sick power
move. Just see Maddie walking out the studio. Hey, Allie. Mm. I'm going to look you in your eyes. No one knows what we're talking about. I apologize.
No worries.
I apologize.
We good.
This was a lot. This was a lot for me, and I lashed out.
You know what, Nate? I'll tell you this.
I don't like to apologize. This is hurting me to even do. Almost as much as that did.
A monster.
Allie's willing to go to jail, take me down with her.
Did you see that dramatic fucking jewel puff?
I did see it.
She goes, a monster?
And then check if it still had anything left in it.
Nothing came out.
Get him, Maddie. Make it so he can't walk when you're done with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that, you little bitch?
You would be so bad at being gay.
You like that? Take that.
You had no technique.
With what?
She had technique.
No.
She had technique. That's what all you guys are like. You just plug away as fast as you can until it's over.
On the scale of chair.
It actually humped my elbow.
Sorry.
On the scale of chair into asshole, she was successful.
Huh?
I said on the scale of chair, if you're grading on chair into asshole, she was successful.
Thanks.
Was
pretty successful. Thanks. Yeah, I know. You're being rude.
I'm
only sitting this close because of our camera view. It's a requirement for the studio. They gave me a note while I was
Jorge with the Zoom. No, this is how the podcast.
They gave me a note while
Jorge
I was backstage. They were like, "Can you sit closer to him?"
Allie, are you actively getting fired?
Mm-mm.
Is it going good?
Guess what? If I get fired, it's all good. I know my foot guys got me. Right, fellas?
You didn't even sound confident in that.
Nah.
What's that?
I need more foot guys.
Oh, no. It is. Dude, that stance is amazing. Dude, that's that similar stance. Like, you know, like, you ever fall and then jump up immediately? And you're like, you hit the ground and you jump up and you're like, if I have the right energy, no one will know I fell.
No, I knew. That was like, the second that left my hand, I was like, I'm doomed.
You were hitting the energy of like, oh, man.
I was doomed. As much as I know,
was that the first shot of the day?
That was the first shot of like the last 6 years. I was like in shape when I was playing, when I shot the last time. I still worked out and shit. I tried to hit the same little fucking.
Yeah.
All I'm hearing are excuses.
That's all I got are excuses. There's nothing.
This reminds me of the time.
There's no reason for this.
It sounds like you're low key. We performed together at Hooters. Remember
that? Oh.
No, that. Oh. All right, tell me. This is what Alex was supposed to go before me. And then took her tits out.
I didn't
at a Hooters. She took her tits completely out.
No, I didn't.
Showed nip.
Someone took her tits out at Hooters? Oh.
And then I had to go up and do more stand-up.
They actually don't do that often.
I know, it's a pretty conservative place, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, they show cleavage, but they don't actually rub them out.
Like I just demanded that the bartender give me a Hooters shirt.
And then said you would flip a table.
Flip every table in the restaurant if she didn't give it to me.
No, you didn't threaten to have sex with that lady, did you?
I probably did.
Yeah, that sounds.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
That's a solid move to threaten sex.
I'll fuck you and your whole family.
To threaten people with your vagina, that's a power move.
Dude, if you don't get out of my way, I'm gonna fuck you.
I'm gonna fuck you like you've never.
That
been
is porn logic.
Yeah.
I remember watching.
Yeah.
Watching Busty Cops back in the day.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude,
yeah.
They'd show up to the scene. They'd be like, "Hey, give us the info we want," and the guy would be like, "No," and they'd be like, "We better four-way this guy."
Yeah. I feel like every porn is the storyline. Based on like, I'm gonna.
There's a lot of porns where like
force you to have sex with me.
Yeah, there's a lot of porns where the punishment is the best sex of their life. Like, oh yeah, well I'll show you by gagging on your cock.
Oh, I know, like baby. Okay, so like maybe like dad catches babysitter.
I gotta be and honest. Then, I don't
then,
like the
no, but I was. But then he's like, and then
you
he's
don't
like
the babysitter.
But then he's like, I'll show you, and then he. just has sex with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We've all been there.
That's why.
I don't like.
I miss babysitting. I miss it so much.
All right.
Yeah.
It's just like it's just like it is in the movies.
I miss being a dad. Okay. So do you guys want to play Wild and Out game or no?
Yeah,
you want us to bomb? You want us to all bomb? You want to see how bad we be at your show? All right, let's try.
No, I don't.
Remember the last time?
What does Allie want to do? It's her last episode.
I want to play the game that Maddie wants to play.
Okay.
Remember last time we played and I won and you didn't?
You didn't win.
I think the viewers of Madhouse.
Hey! Hey!
It took 18 tries for you to get it.
Third time's the fucking charm.
Hey!
Madhouse coming out on...
Tomorrow. No,
tomorrow.
Wednesday. No, yesterday, as of this episode. Yesterday.
Yes.
Check it out.
Madhouse is out now.
Also, tomorrow's Tuesday, technically.
Yeah.
And Maddie plays
live. What I'm saying is Wednesday of this week.
Are you doing it every Wednesday?
Maybe.
Just going to figure it out.
I'm being coy about my podcast.
She wants to keep the viewers.
What's it to you?
She wants to keep the viewers on their toes.
I'm going to be confusing and release them randomly.
Yeah. Whenever
the only
like
time
that.
I need to be straightforward. Who's asking?
She only drops an episode when she's ovulating.
People are going to go, what's the
schedule?
Yeah. When's the pod come out? And Maddie's going to go, wouldn't you like to know?
What are you, a cop? Yeah, okay.
You have to tell me if you're a cop.
Yeah. Oh, you can't prove that you're
I'll
not.
I'll release this episode if you tell me you're a cop.
You can't prove that you're not? Okay, we're delaying another week. Mm. I've been delaying another... That's my story of the day. I've been delaying another week after another week after another week to...
Are you going to delay it again, you think?
No.
You're for sure? Oh, yeah, you put out the...
I already put out a little promo. Yeah, it's over. Yeah, yeah. Done. Sealed. Everyone's complaining. RSS feeds! That's RSS feeds! Banking episodes! Guests! Segment!
You know what? You know what? On the first one, I was like, Maddie, don't I know it? And then she got a few more in. I'm like, I have no fucking clue what she's talking about.
She's not lying, though.
Well, what do you guys say? RSS, the whole setup of the podcast. I'm like, just someone put it out.
Yeah.
The whole setup, description, the logo, the artwork.
You already got the logo?
Yes, it's out.
Okay.
It's just a little house that says Mad House. And I got
the logo.
I already put my clips out and stuff. They're gay. Don't say that.
Is your logo on your IG or is it like mixed in with the clip? I forget.
Nate, have I ever told you how cool Maddie is?
Bro, we talk about it constantly.
I know. I heard you guys. I wired you.
I knew it. That's Illuminati tactics.
Here, I'll show you the logo. I'll show you the logo. I sound like a cokehead. Here's the logo. It's a house.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice, I fuck with it.
It's a madhouse.
Madhouse.
I wish your face
was
in
that. Wait, is that not cool? I thought you guys were
going to be really
wild.
Cool.
Oh, wait, there it goes. You had the perfect angle on this end. Yeah, there we go.
I wish your face was in it somehow.
Oh, yeah. I don't like my face that much. So.
No.
Here, I posted a clip so you guys can watch it later. It goes this way.
Yeah,
that's
it.
My promo.
Maddie takes her shirt off in her promo.
Okay, here's my
gripe. Tits are out.
Yeah.
I know. Here's my gripe. You didn't go.
I didn't go about what?
I thought we were all going around.
Went around. It literally is going to ruin me.
We've been so around.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh.
I got so upset that I attacked my friend.
Yeah, that was brutal.
I called her all sorts of bad names.
Yeah, we had to take that out. We took it out.
I've been telling people that you're like a really nice guy. Physically moving.
No,
you can have the crimpet, but I'm gonna like.
I really thought we were gonna share this crimpet.
Yeah, no, I'm done with that.
Did I ruin all my friendships? Andy, you still love me.
It's a rough episode. No, like if you come back to New York, like we'll
she'll suck a jewel
like,
and forget
we'll
about it.
Yeah, we'll hang.
We'll put you up.
If you come back.
If you come back, like text me when you come back.
Yeah,
but, like,
keep in touch.
But I don't know. Yeah.
Yo, Allie, I'll kill you on this podcast.
Oh, that's worse than even what you said.
No, it's not. We're not editing that out. Maddie, why? What's up?
What do you mean?
You got beef with me.
I already know. I know what it is.
What do you know? Nate?
I think it's because when you do that, Andy, you get like, what's up? And then Maddie knows you get like that. So then Maddie goes, I'm going to keep doing it.
So I go.
Yeah. She got perturbed about something.
Brother, I do not get perturbed ever.
Well, that's good because I would hate to perturb you.
I do not ever get perturbed.
I'll show you the list of things I want to do. It's at the bottom.
Getting perturbed?
Oh, perturbing, man. Yeah, perturbed is getting perturbed is never on my to-do list. I'll tell you that.
Never. Don't perturb me.
Nope.
I give it a 0 out of 10.
Nope. 0, 0, 0. And every time I get perturbed, I go, I hope that never happens again. But then lo and behold, here I am again perturbed.
Oh. Did you pop a blood vessel?
I thought it was cleared up by now.
Yeah, the first day I saw
it. Is it still showing?
You're riffing.
Is it still showing?
You might have
riffed it back.
What happened?
Allie goes, what happened?
What happened?
Every so often I pop a blood vessel in my eye and it stays popped for. So this is.
I saw her mouth make a fuh. She farted too hard. This is just the.
Brother, I don't have an asshole. I'm a woman. Okay. So, don't be
Come
stupid.
Come on, brother.
That's pretty sick.
So every so often. I throw up when I drink. Allie's seen me throw up.
Hell yeah.
How many times did you say it was that you've seen her throw up now?
A lot.
Well, you actually tell a good story.
And I'll throw up and I can keep going. And I throw up in the morning. When I'm sick, I throw up. I throw up a lot.
Wait, you said you throw up?
Also, what comes with that is I pop blood vessels sometimes when I throw up after being hungover because it comes out of me so quickly.
How's it coming
out? Anyway, really quickly. I'm not doing it again. Anyway, so I was in the DC Improv and all my friends came with me to a show, to a weekend. So we got
Would you have like two people with you?
LOL. That was so funny.
Wasn't it?
Do you think that you could fuck me? No, there was five of us.
Oh, that's a good squat.
Bitch.
It's a good squat.
Anyway, you know when all your friends are there and you just black out. Anyway, so I threw up on the Amtrak the next morning. Didn't think anything of it. Later that night, boom, look at my eye. Blood vessel popped.
Oh.
So like 2 weeks ago, it was like pure red. Entire eye looked like a strawberry. So embarrassing.
Dang.
I looked insane.
Hell yeah.
I worked in an
Worst story I've ever said in my life.
No.
That was a very
You guys
good,
have never popped a blood vessel in your eye?
Never.
I haven't done it yet.
I throw up a lot.
And I think I do it more because I did it once. You know how sometimes something happens to you once and then you're like, great, now this happens
out.
To me.
When you black out once, you're likely to black out again. Once you black out five times, get ready because you're going to be blacking out a lot.
Allie, you're just making excuses for your problems.
No, but I black out the same way. I black out similarly. Yeah, I black out similarly.
You both have a problem.
First time listen. Is it a problem if it makes you feel good? But then
you know when you put it that way.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Wait, but the first time I act out was at a lake house. The second time I blacked out was at my friend graduated high school early and he went to University of Buffalo and he was like, come with me to a party tonight. And I blacked out.
What's the longest gap you've had on a blackout?
Like, I would say like, if like, I want to say like sometime, like in college it would be.
I don't
be,
know if you want
to. In college
say.
It would be.
No,
in college, sometimes in college, it would be like wake up, and the last thing I remember is like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Other like, as of recent, aka last 10 years, because I graduated college 10 years ago this year. Insane. I'm old. I've been calling myself a recent grad for the past 3 years.
Keep going.
Don't oof me. Keep going.
I like say.
Was that a big deal realizing you were old as shit now?
No, but you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was that hard?
Like, you're just more like, oh, wow.
Like,
I've been thinking of college. Like, I've been talking about college, like, the other year. Like, recently. But it's not recent.
It was hard dealing with the fact that you're old as fuck?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's, no. LOL.
What?
The hell? Why are you repeating it?
We're just curious if it was bothered you being so fucking old.
Yeah.
Are you older than me?
I'm definitely older than you.
Bitch.
Nate's out here just playing games.
You're the oldest one out of all of us.
I'm 69 years old.
Any questions?
That's what I thought.
Oh, but then for your blackout question, then other times, now sometimes biggest blackouts I have recently are like when I go to like, you know, Wild and Out, we'll wrap a season and we'll do a big cast party at the end. That's where I get the most fucked up.
Mm.
And I'll wake up and remember flashes after like midnight. But other than that, it's gone.
Yeah.
Like flashes, like sitting on someone's lap, but after a certain, like I don't remember full, sometimes I don't remember full locations. If we bar hop, I won't remember full locations.
Do you ever get like scary flashes?
You
just get a flash and the whole cast is around you?
LOL.
Like, guys, stop.
I get more flashes of like people being above me while I'm throwing up, of course. I always throw up before something bad happens.
So you always remember your throw ups during your blackouts?
I usually remember like the food, the all the shit coming out and someone like patting my back.
That's funny when you throw up and you're like, I don't chew my food.
you throw up and it's like a kale. It's kale.
I remember. I did that one time, and there's this place where I went to college called Spuds, and like they would basically give you a big thing of French fries, and they'd like dress it up however the fuck, like chicken bacon.
Where was that?
Kutztown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, where would you go to school?
Kutztown, PA.
Oh, sorry. LOL. Wait, no, but what school? Kutztown? Or what school? Why is he being weird? Hey, is it called Kutztown? Sorry.
I'm going to finish this story with
Nate. It's called Kutztown? Yeah. Is that what the school is called?
Kutztown.
Oh, okay. University. Sorry. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. University.
Did I say university?
University.
I'm a little bagged up.
Yeah.
I didn't eat all day except for these crippets.
I know. Nate got off a flight and you're got to screaming at him.
Yeah. It's okay. And I thought, I was like, I don't know how I'll get in the pot. I'll chug the first drink I take.
No, you're used to it. Your pronunciation fell short.
Anyway, guys.
We gotta edit out so much of this episode.
This is gonna be a 6-minute long episode.
We gotta take out the whole shot.
Yeah,
that's going up.
Yeah, I threw up French fries that I didn't chew.
Yeah, throwing up. I just.
I Allie, wish
you
I can't threw
even
up.
Look at me right now. Are you that mad?
No,
she's not.
No,
I think we're both talking about that because we have the same. We have the same kind of thing where.
We get blackout.
And we just chit-chat through the whole thing so people don't know, so we're pretty functional. Just because I think it's happened so many times. Like, probably the first time I blacked out, people were like, she's blacked out, but now when I black out,
people
they
don't know
until it's like insanely.
I was assaulting you because I didn't know what was happening.
You wake up next to a guy. Okay, great. It's going to be a long day.
Yeah, going to be a long one.
There you go.